1907.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school there in the third grade in 1907 in that building.
Mm-hmm. I can see why some people wanted to close now, if it was that old. They had a controversy about it last year. I didn't really follow it very
well. They have had two editions. Now, when I was in high school, they had the first edition. That was east of the old red brick building.
Was the high school in the same place?
Oh, it's all in the same ground.
Oh, I see.
But they built an addition for the high school and left the lower grades in the old red brick building,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which was west of the auditorium. And then years after I had graduated, they built a second addition east of the first edition,
mm-hmm.
which completed all the buildings that are there now.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the University of Florida when you were here. How large was it?
The university grew roughly from 300 to 600 students,
mm-hmm.
while I was going to school.
Was it an all-male school then?
All-male.
Mm-hmm.
One of the we had a custom of having all of the students get together at what they called a chapel assembly, I guess, a chapel period.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Once or twice a week, where they made announcements meetings towards the end of school. One of the deans, I think it was Dean Flint, who was, I understand, was closer to the students than most of the other deans.
There's a building named after him.
Yeah, he was the type of
Flint
Hall. Type of faculty that the students, you know, it was popular with the students, and
mm-hmm.
he was sort of a student advisor, probably in a way,
mm-hmm.
and so he made a talk. He wanted to pep up the students, to encourage them to all come back the next year, and
mm-hmm.
you know, give them a pep talk. He said, "Someday we'll have 1,000 students." And when he sat down next to Dr. Farr, who was the English professor.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Farr leaned right over to him. He says, "What do you want to tell that damn lie for?"
Well, they probably had 1,000 students within 5 years after that.
Less than that.
Yeah.
They started growing right after 1920. By mm-hmm. 1925, I'd say they had 2,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
And by 30, they had 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Tigert came in 28, and transitioned from a few hundred to a few thousand, was from 25 to 30. That was the big growth at
mm-hmm.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had another big growth after the Second World War, but this one was after the First World War.
Mm-hmm. But the town, well, was the university in the same place then? It was on the same, was back in the
teens? Yeah, if you not know, probably, let me a minute now, sure, get something, I'll give you an idea.
Okay, in 1929.
Yeah, this is University Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
This is University Avenue, and this is 13th Street.
Okay.
Now you can see